singer, songwriter, and guitarist Billy Bragg was born on this date in 1957. Bragg became a critic's darling and a champion of populist activism in the mid-1980s as he fused the personal and the political in songs of love and conscience. Born into a working-class family in eastern Greater London, Bragg played briefly in a punk band, then bought his way out of the British Army before becoming a modern-day troubadour. Inspired by The Clash, part punk and part folk singer, he performed songs on his electric guitar on any stage open to him. His debut album, Life's a Riot with Spy vs. Spy, brought critical acclaim, reached the British top 30, and yielded the hit A New England in 1984. A committed socialist, Bragg played a number of benefit performances during the British miners' strike of 1984 to 1985. Adding to the spare instrumentation of his first albums, Bragg began releasing increasingly polished work, including Talking with the Taxman About Poetry, featuring the Motown-inspired Levi Stubbs' Tears, and Workers' Playtime in 1988. More popular in Britain than in the U.S., Bragg nevertheless collaborated with American alternative rock band Wilco on Mermaid Avenue, an album built on lyrics by folk music legend Woody Guthrie. Mermaid Avenue Volume 2 was released in 2000. Subsequent albums included England Half English and Mr. Love and Justice. As British cultural and political life both devolved to the United Kingdom's component nations and became increasingly multicultural, Bragg became interested in the notion of English identity, one of the subjects at the center of his book, The Progressive Patriot, A Search for Belonging. Author Gina Wilkins was born in Little Rock on this date in 1954. Wilkins has written more than 95 books. A lifelong resident of Central Arkansas, Wilkins obtained a journalism degree from Arkansas State University and worked in advertising and human resources until she sold her first book in 1987 to Harlequin. It appeared in the Harlequin Temptation imprint, and she has stayed within the romance genre all her writing life. Within the genre, she has written romantic comedies, family sagas, romantic suspense, and romance with paranormal elements. On this date in 1946, the Frank Capra film It's a Wonderful Life had a preview showing for charity at New York City's Globe Theater a day before its official premiere. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.